This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will be under a stay-at-home order starting at 5 tonight to limit the spread of COVID-19. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
I think they're getting more information from the hospitals and from the state about the number of cases that we're seeing in the city of Denver, and that seems to be driving this. And the mayor was talking about what they'd been seeing over the weekend, gatherings of people not keeping to the social distancing rules.
CPR's John Daly. The stay-at-home order is in effect until at least April 10th. The RTD board will vote on a plan tonight to cut bus and train service because of coronavirus. Weekday service could run on a weekend schedule starting in mid-April. Thousands of Colorado State University students are logging into online classes this week. CPR's Grace Hood reports a regularly scheduled spring break delayed thousands from moving out of their dorms.
University officials report about 4,700 students who live in the dorms have registered plans to move out. CSU is currently scheduling times to maximize social distancing. Many of these students are already living elsewhere but have to remove their belongings. Lori Lynn is with the CSU pandemic planning team.
We want to space it out so that there's fewer people on campus and in the buildings at any one time.
Lynn says about 580 people intend to stay in their dorms. The vast majority of workers on campus are being encouraged to do their work remotely. The few exceptions are custodians and healthcare workers. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.